"You're doing what?" Maxine blurts out, staring in disbelief at Chris, VP of R&D at Parts Unlimited. Chris smiles weakly from behind his desk. Even he realizes how absurd he sounds, Maxine thinks. "Maxine, I'm really sorry about this. I know it's a terrible way to come back from vacation, but this payroll outage created an incredible crap storm. The CEO and CFO wanted heads to roll. We agonized about this for days, but I think we came up with a pretty good solution. After all, no one is getting fired." Maxine slaps the printed copy of his email onto his desk. "You say right here that it was caused by human error and a technology failure. And now you say that I'm the human error? After all that time we spent together deciding how to resolve that compliance finding, you're placing all the blame on me? What sort of bullshit is this?" She glares at him furiously. I know, it's not right," Chris says, squirming under Maxine's intense gaze. "Everyone here values your incredible skills and talents and your fantastic contributions to the company over the last 8 years. No one actually believes it was your fault, but the payroll issue was front page news. Dick had to give a quote to keep the unions from filing a grievance. Given all that, it felt like we came up with the best solution in a pretty awful situation." "So you blame the person who was on vacation because that person couldn't defend herself?" Maxine says in disgust. "That's really admirable, Chris. Which leadership book did you get that from?" "Come on, Max. You know I'm your biggest fan and biggest defender. In fact, take this as a huge compliment. You have one of the most stellar reputations of anyone in IT," Chris says. Blaming someone for a payroll outage is a strange way of appreciating someone, she thinks. He continues. "Everyone knows that this isn't actually your fault. Just think of this as a vacation. You can work on anything you want, and you won't have any real responsibilities if you don't want." Maxine is about to respond when she thinks about what she just heard. "Wait, treat exactly what like a vacation, Chris?" Chris stammers, buckling under her stare. Maxine lets him squirm. As a woman in what remains a largely male-dominated profession, she knows her directness might be contributing to Chris's discomfort, but she will always stand up for herself. "I promised Steve and Dick that I'd put you in a role where you couldn't make any production changes anymore," Chris says, squirming. "So, effective immediately, you're moving from the manufacturing plant ERP systems to help with documentation for the Phoenix project." "You're sending me to..." Maxine can't breathe. She can't believe what she's hearing. "Look, Max, all you have to do is lie low for 4 months. Then you can come back and have your choice of any project you want to work on, okay?" Chris says, smiling weakly, he adds, "See? Like a vacation, right?" "Oh my God," she says, finding her voice again. "You're sending me to the Phoenix project?" She nearly yells. Maxine immediately kicks herself for this brief moment of weakness. She takes a deep breath, adjusts her blazer, and pulls herself together. "This is bullshit, Chris, and you know it," she says right into his face, pointing her finger at him. Maxine's mind races, thinking about what she knows about the Phoenix project. None of it is good. For years, it's been the company death march project, having ensnared hundreds of developers, achieving unprecedented levels of notoriety. Maxine is pretty sure that the reason nothing is going right is simply because they're not doing anything right. Despite the Phoenix project's obvious failures, it keeps going. With the rise of e-commerce and the decline of physical stores, everyone knows something has to be done to ensure that Parts Unlimited stays relevant in the increasingly digital age. Parts Unlimited is still one of the largest players in the industry, with nearly 1,000 stores across the nation. But there are times when Maxine wonders how the company will fare beyond its 100th anniversary, which wasn't that long ago. The Phoenix Project is supposed to be the solution, the shining hope that will lead the company into the future. It's now 3 years late and counting, and $20 million has disappeared, with nothing to show for it except developer suffering.